Hello, my name is Laura Sylvester and I'm a Senior Associate in the Medical Negligence and Personal Injury Department at Kingsley Napley.
And I'm Aideen McGarry, an associate within the team.
We're here today to talk about limitation periods in medical negligence and personal injury claims. It's often something that crops up early on when we're speaking to new clients, and we are frequently asked the question of how long someone has to bring a claim. In general terms, the time limit for medical negligence and personal injury claims is 3 years from the date of the alleged negligence. This just means that court proceedings must be started by issuing a claim form at court within that 3 year period. There are circumstances where the 3 year time limit will not start to run until later, and Aideen and I will talk about those today.
So, as you've just heard from Laura, the general rule is that you have to formally start a personal injury or medical negligence claim before the 3 year anniversary of the date on which the negligence occurred. But sometimes it's not so easy to pinpoint the exact date the negligence occurred, or the person who has been injured may not be aware that there has been negligence. A common example of this is where there's been a delayed diagnosis. The negligence occurs at the time when the medical professional first missed the diagnosis, but a patient is unlikely to be aware that the diagnosis was missed or that they have a significant injury or illness until they are actually diagnosed, and this can be months or even years later. In these cases, time will start running from the injured person's date of knowledge. So that's when the injured person becomes aware of three things. Firstly, that their injury is significant. Secondly, that it was caused in whole or in part by somebody else's negligence. And thirdly, that they know the identity of that negligent person.
Another situation which deviates from the 3 year rule is where the case relates to a child. Children can't bring claims themselves and require what is called a litigation friend, who is typically a parent or close relative who brings the claim on their behalf. The 3 year time period does not start until the child reaches the age of 18. This means that the limitation period expires on the child's 21st birthday, but we usually diarise the day before to be on the safe side. A further situation where the 3 year time period doesn't apply is where the injured person lacks mental capacity to understand or bring a claim. In those circumstances, the law recognises that these individuals could be unjustly penalised by the 3 year time limit. Where the injured person lacks capacity, the 3 year time limit will not begin until the injured person regains capacity. It may be the case that the injured person never regains capacity, which means that the 3 year time limit will never start and a claim can be brought at any time by their litigation friend. If the injured person loses capacity at some time after they were injured, the 3 year time limit applies in the usual way. Unfortunately, there are cases where the injured person dies within the 3 year limitation period. In that situation, the 3 year period is extended to 3 years from the date of death, provided at the time of the death, the injured person had not missed the limitation period. This allows the deceased estate to bring a claim on their behalf.
So what happens if you don't bring your claim within the limitation period? Well, in short, you are running a huge risk as the court may not allow you to bring the claim at all. The court has the ability to extend the limitation period in cases that are not covered by the exceptions which Laura has just mentioned, but they'll need to be satisfied that there's a very good reason for doing this, which is rare. So the take-home message from this podcast is, if you think you have a claim, don't delay and contact a specialist solicitor as soon as possible.